If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM, and on your favorite podcast platform, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Let's switch right over to the next part of our interview with Basil Yards, talking about his preaching project.
I'll never forget, I got on the train one day and I sat beside this lady and she was holding a paper. Mm-hmm. A lot of people hold papers in front of them and books. They're not reading. They're just holding the paper because they don't want anybody to say anything to them.
Yeah.
So, she was holding a book.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of peeped over and I saw that the book was upside down.
Ah.
So I said, you seem to be reading an interesting book there. And she looked at me.
Yeah.
And moved back ahead to the book. And I said, I was trying to figure out what it is about, what your book is about. And she suddenly realized she had it upside down. She turned it the right side up and she looked at me and laughed.
Is that
and
funny?
I said, that is so funny, you know, but I understand why you had it in front of you. You know because she turned to me and smiled, I knew her heart was open.
Oh,
so
wow.
That led to a conversation. And before we reached Boston, I had shared the gospel with that woman.
Wow. Wow.
And we were able to, I quickly give her her number, give her my number.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard from her later. We prayed over the phone and so on. Okay. But we teach people how to start a conversation.
Wow.
How to turn that conversation into a witnessing situation. How to share the gospel efficiently and effectively. How to lead someone to receive eternal life, and then how to disciple them into a meaningful relationship with God and with the local church. These are things that my pastor never taught me.
Right.
Well, my pastor was one of the greatest pastors that I have ever known. He is still pastoring I think he's retired now, and his son is pastoring a church down in Atlantic City in New Jersey.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, isn't that something?
But in Barbados, he pastored. He was a great evangelist. And no matter what he's talking about, if he's talking about tithing, the message always ended on evangelism. And
wow.
He would challenge us to go out and share the gospel. You know, and I would go out and I would try to talk with people and I didn't know how to talk with them and so on. And that frustrated me. But then I became a pastor,
mm-hmm.
and I did exactly what he did.
Isn't that something?
And then I discovered that I was frustrating people.
Mm-hmm.
But all that changed when Dr. Kennedy invited me to his church.
Isn't that something? Yeah.
And he sent me back to Barbados and told me, go back and do the same things that I did with you. So I went back to Barbados to the church where I was the minister of evangelism there. I was not mm-hmm. the pastor at the time. I became the pastor a little later. Well, not a little, but over 10 years later. But I went back and I got the people together and we trained a group of people in the first year. The second year, just as he invited me to Fort Lauderdale, we raised money. We paid airfares of pastors from all through the Caribbean. We brought them to Barbados.
Wow.
And trained them in Evangelism Explosion. And we did that every year. And then he started sending me Nassau in the Bahamas
mm-hmm.
right down to Belize in South America. Every year, four times,
really,
every quarter, we did a pastor's training clinic in a different part of the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget Canon Hodge. I'm not sure whether he is still alive. But in, I believe this was the second pastor's clinic that I did in Nassau. It was the most amazing week. But it was held at the Anglican church.
Oh, wow.
And this canon during the week said or shared that he had not received, he had never prayed and invited Jesus into his life.
Mm-hmm.
And so we prayed with him, and he invited Jesus into his life. And the night of the graduation, you have a graduation service at the end of the week. The night of the graduation, the church was packed.
Mm-hmm.
And he stood up to give a testimony. And this was his testimony. He said, I have preached Jesus for 25 years. On Thursday, I met him for the first time.
Wow. Wow.
And he started to weep.
Oh,
the whole church started to weep.
Wow.
Almost every person in the church was crying. There was no altar call, but people started filing out spontaneously from their pews, going up to the front of the church.
Isn't that something?
And we were able to pray with them, and they invited Jesus. They were coming to meet Jesus, many of them, for the first time.
Wow.
But they were members of the church.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I believe that God is raising up people during this time to mm-hmm. understand how the church should really be functioning.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that we just did, the little church that I lead, that we are a church that serve churches.
Do you mind if I ask where that is?
Is in Brockton. We're located in Brockton. It's called Final Thrust Kingdom Community.
Oh, okay.
The building is called the Transformation and Equipping Center.
Oh.
Okay?
I can. This is a name that you gave it.
Yes.
Isn't
that's the
that
name that the Lord gave to me.
Well, gave to you. But you, I can see how that's what you're doing.
And the concept of final thrust is making a final thrust into the end time harvest to reap the end time harvest and make disciples for Jesus.
Now, I don't know if you're aware of this. Cardinal O'Malley. He's been a bishop for quite a bit of his priesthood.
Mm.
He was a bishop in the Virgin Islands.
Oh, yes?
That's where he started. I think it was St. Thomas.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Now,
okay.
My geography, this is a true story, my geography is so bad. Cardinal O'Malley actually, I don't think he'd mind me saying this, actually said to me, I hope you didn't go to a Catholic school. So I'm guessing is Barbados near St. Thomas, near the Virgin Islands?
Barbados is about an hour's flight from St. Thomas.
Okay, so it's all that in that area.
Yes,
it's
not far from. I've preached on the island of St. Thomas many, many times.
Yeah. And I didn't go to a Catholic school, by the way, so I just want to make sure.
Okay.
But
what we did, I was sharing that what we did in our church is we are getting ready to serve other churches in the Brockton area where the Lord just sent us. We just turned the entire service time for 3 weeks into classroom sessions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And instead of having service for 2 hours, we taught for 4 hours.
And that's not Catholic right then and there.
I didn't do all the teaching myself.
I love that.
I taught.
Yeah.
The pastor taught.
Yeah.
The evangelist taught.
Wow.
And a teacher taught.
So you...
And we trained our people
to be
in the five hows of making disciples. We had some other pastors who heard what we were doing, and they came, wanted to be part of it. That went on for 3 weeks, 4 hours every Saturday. We meet on Saturdays, so we serve other churches on Sundays too. That went on for 3 weeks. And then on the fourth week, we took them out, just as Jesus took out the disciples. We took them out and showed them how to share the gospel.
Just as D. James Kennedy did for you.
That's right. and, wow. and Jesus did for the 12 disciples.
Wow.
And then this past Saturday, the fifth Saturday, we had what we call an activation service where we prayed over them and believe that a passion for reaching the lost is activated in their lives.
Wow.
So that those pastors who were there from other churches, they're going back to their churches to do the same thing, and we are ready to go and help them. We are wow. already getting calls from different places, from Woolborn, from Rhode Island, from different people are asking
sure,
us,
sure.
can you come and train, can your church come and train my people?
Wow.
And we're getting ready to go. Plus, we're going to be, throughout this coming year, we're going to be at the Transformation and Equipping Center conducting these training clinics. And we're going to be turning our Sahada services, not every service, but for a period of times, we're going to be turning the services into classrooms and providing teaching and training so that the people can go out and do their work of ministry.
Wow.
Every believer is expected of God, according to Ephesians chapter 4, to do their work of ministry. And it is not talking about work of ministry in the church building.
It is
talking about work
yeah, sure.
of ministry on the outside, where you share the gospel, lead people to Christ, and disciple them in the daily context of their lives.
And we'll be back tomorrow with the final part of our interview with Basil Yards. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.